Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. Don't miss out on some great low and slow barbecue tips and recipes. Hit up the low and slow zone at barbecuesgalore.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, it's the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. I always get a little overexcited when it's Friday.
You do, me too.
I've got one foot out the door and
keep,
in the
keep it in for the next
right.
2 hours, can
hey,
you?
And I will for sure because it's a monster. I get excited every time I see the great man's name on the rundown. Shane Warne
Woo-hoo.
Has released a new book, No Spin, and he will be discussing it with us.
Can't wait to have a chat
How
with
many
him?
Questions?
A million questions yeah. for him. We've got Julia Zemiro on. She's on a new show on Channel 7.
What's the show?
It's called All Together Now. Is that
Oy,
it?
Yes.
Whoa.
You had a crack at it?
Yeah.
You
no, it's
hadn't
a big
really
singing
done your homework,
song.
Have you?
I have done my homework because I watch it.
A singing song.
It's a singing show.
That's what we need.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Beautiful.
Very
Nick
good.
Nick Cody.
Oh, we love Nick.
New dad, Nick Cody, will be in to have a chat. He's got a gig on tonight. We'll discuss that.
Our clown of the week.
Our week in review.
Even though we have been in Northern Territory, there's plenty of clowns
there's
popping
plenty of
up
clowns.
Everywhere.
I've got some of them looking at me right now.
Hang on.
How very do you?
You're staring at Dave, I hope.
Yeah.
Not me.
How are you guys?
Really sure. good. It's Friday. It's hey, Friday. We got some visitors in today.
You do.
We got Fred and Lenny.
My boys, Fred and Lenny, are out in the airlock terrorising Triple M. Not since...
Not really terrorising. You know when you walk down the corridor and you can see kids... And a puppy we've got in their workplace today. And I go, oh, it doesn't get better than this. And I'm playing with the puppy and the kids. And
I'm trying to get a bed on.
Well, and then Whitney goes, quick, Warnie's on the phone. I go, hang on, drop everything.
It's a Friday. I don't think we're allowed to have dogs in the building. What
Special
happened?
Compensation.
Special dispensation for puppies.
Yeah, I'm changing that law. I'm into
How
changing
are you doing
laws.
It? Well, you've changed the car park laws because there's now a sign that says.
No, I took it down. I've had it taken down.
I beg your pardon?
I've had it taken down.
Free curry went to a lot of.
No, I don't want my own. I don't need my name on a car park wall.
Well, do
I don't need that
it.
For my self esteem.
You did ask for it.
I did not ask for
demanded.
It.
Demanded.
Shut up.
It's just a velvet rope around with your park.
Hey, Dave, careful. I've got a set of keys and they're near the gates. Just be very. Okay. Right, so we've got a big night tomorrow night. There's a lot of radio people
doing?
Who are going to be flying into Melbourne today and tomorrow because Melbourne is hosting the Radio Awards. It's
what
a very
are they called,
big.
Dave?
They're like the Logies.
They're the Acras.
The Acras.
And you're doing something. You're presenting.
Oh, you are so funny.
What?
You're doing something with me, and I've said I'll kill you if you don't turn up.
I'm a genuine 50-50.
You are not.
If not, how deep into the night are we? is our award because that could be a big factor.
I don't know. We are nominated for best on air team.
That's the last award,
the Metropolitan FM. What?
That is the last award. That's the big one.
Well,
what is it?
It is. I'm
right,
serious.
But they
and
might
we're pretty
finish
sure
at
to
midnight.
Win that. Like, if you were betting, you would say.
I don't think so.
Write a speech because we'll win that. Who are we up
Mate,
against? Who are we up against?
We're up against Kyle and Jackie O. A
couple of bums. Don't care for their
Kate,
stuff.
Kate, Tim, and Marty.
Do you know what? Don't recognise any of those names. I could not.
Hughesy
could,
and
could
Kate.
Pick them out of lineup.
Hughesy
Do you
and
know
Kate?
What?
What?
There aren't many people I genuinely dislike, but David Hughes. Is rather
Jonesy and Amanda, come on.
Jonesy and Amanda. Like Amanda, don't care for Jonesy.
Hey.
So Amanda, that show could win if you got rid of Jonesy.
All right. Fifi, Fev and Byron, they're from the Breakfast Show in Melbourne.
Three names you will not remember in 3 years. I guarantee you.
And then
you.
Kennedy Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy,
struggling
oh,
at
here
the
comes
back.
The team.
We're mean, very fresh. You know what? Why aren't we up for Best New Talent?
We haven't done...
Right.
We haven't
We're
done a year yet.
New.
If we win that, if we win that, you go up and say nice things about me.
Do you know what? Right. I'm pretty sure I can get myself completely smashed because I won't need to find myself to the stage for that.
But
award.
We do have to, aren't we presenting something at some stage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I won't embarrass you, don't worry.
I will. I'm going to do a drunken, you know, who's that guy? Who was that guy at the Walkleys? Whoever the guy came out.
Oh,
of the
yeah.
Oh,
who was that?
Kerry O'Brien?
No.
I'm sorry, Kerry, if it wasn't you. I better be careful now.
When you're the standout drunk at the Walkleys, wow, you're pissed.
I was going to say, how do you tell the difference?
All right, I can't remember.
Have you got a suit? That's what I meant to ask you. Have you got something sorted for tomorrow?
Yes, but I'm not sure it'll fit right now. If anyone knows how to let out a suit, could you come and see me over the next 24
hours? Well, seeing as my dress arrived in the mail this afternoon and I just had to take it to a dressmaker.
Oh, what is it?
This is black, a black dress. But
where's it coming from?
It just came from overseas.
Oh, Jane.
In the mail.
Just from France.
I don't have stylists.
Chanel, where you bought your handbag?
No, I'm not someone who has all that palaver. I'm a very simple person.
Is that the brand? Is that Prada? Prada? I bought it through Palava. All right. Hey, guess what? We do this every Friday. Clown of the Week. It's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Après le break.
Thanks to Barbecues Galore. Some things are better low and slow. Get into Barbecues Galore.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Slash featuring Miles Kennedy there, and the Conspirators are coming to Australia next year. Presented by Triple M and Mix 94.5. Sydney, Monday the 28th of January. Brisbane the 30th at the Convention Centre.
Melbourne,
Perth. Tickets go on sale midday next
Friday. I might
go to
every concert.
Do it.
This has got cowbell written all over it.
Oh, man. Well, if you want to win
I could do the cowbell while he does the opener to our show.
Oh, yes.
Live in concert.
Really?
And then we come out.
Yeah, you might not go
and do some stage diving.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if you want to win the first...
Not you, Dave. Not you.
I don't get a...
No.
All right.
Sorry,
mate. Want to win the first double right now, 1-3-3-5-3.
I beg your pardon? We have, you say the first double?
Haven't even gone on sale till next Friday,
what
but two tickets right
our
now.
Our ball's going to explode. Stand by,
call.
Everyone.
You know what you've just done, Dave? You've just ruined Clown of the Week because we will not be able to get any calls through now. We're about to
ding,
say...
Ding,
man, look
ding.
At that.
Didn't there really is, think that through.
You didn't think that through. We're now going to have to, you
clown
know
yourself.
What? Fly by the seat. Clown yourself.
Yeah. And again.
I'll tell you what, we can
do
it.
No, let's do it anyway. Well, come on.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
Okay, we said it can't be him every week, but I'd like to give him an honourable mention again this week.
This is great.
Donald J. Trump. So he's commissioned a painting and he's already hung it in the White House. And do you remember? So do you remember those, they call like a Heartbreak Boulevard?
Yeah.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
And so it'd have Elvis in it, James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra, all that. Well, he's done one of those in exact same style, but with him sitting at the head of a table surrounded by the great leaders of the modern era.
But what's with this picture, Mick? It's so ridiculous. They are all...
listening to him as he is clearly the chairman of the board. So you've got Lincoln leaning in to hear what he's going to do. And he's given himself...
got Nixon leaning in, Ronald Reagan.
Reagan, Ford, they all are. Bush, I can see.
The two Bushes, one sitting
down. But they're right out the back.
They're at the back.
They're only just getting their head in.
You know, it reminds me of that billiard one with it.
With the dog.
No, the dog's playing poker.
Poker.
Even they would look smarter than him, I reckon. But he's given himself a cuddle in the weight department too, I think.
Yes.
And his shirt is brighter than anybody else's too. Mm. It's like he's glow. It's almost like Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what he looks
he
like.
He has a Jesus-like complexion. All right, well done. That'll
That's
get the
one
ball
clown
rolling.
There.
Where do you want to start, Jane?
I would like to, in the very nicest way, clown Meghan Markle.
What?
I know.
This is a turn
controversial, but it's only for this reason. Because she and Harry announced the pregnancy at Eugenie's wedding.
Oh, come on. It's,
and
it's
that sort of is a bit of a no-no because it's really
it's
Eugenie's day and
etiquette.
You could have just zipped it until, you know, a week later. Also has overshadowed Pippa Middleton's baby as well was born, but who knows? Who knew she had a baby? Did you know it's been born?
Are they just a bunch of root rats over there in the
seems to be,
in the...
They're married and they've had...
But they're punching
out
legal. Babies like...
Not punching
like,
them out.
Like
they're all
like a production line. Mm.
No,
take over the world.
They're all just at childbearing age.
Yeah, it should be like Octomum.
All right, I'm going to move on. How
what
can I forget Octomum?
You never mention her sister.
She's terrible.
Samantha.
I quite like.
Don't. But, now I still though love Meghan and Harry, so I'm not clowning them. They've been spectacular in their tour so far, and I do love her. I was just being cheeky there. I would like to clown Piers Morgan, the UK journalist stroke
idiot. Well, he was an editor of a tabloid newspaper.
Was. He also hosted,
shows.
He worked with Trump on Celebrity.
Yep.
Apprentice.
Good friend of Shane Warne's, who we'll be talking to later.
Yes, that's right. This is what he had to say about Meghan Markle.
It's a warning. It's a red light to me when people behave
like
that.
When people reject you.
No, people just behave in such an odd manner. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
What, well, because she didn't want to speak to you again?
No, it's just the axe came down, worrying. But she's an actress. I mean, she's acting great, I think, at the moment.
All right, he was referring to the fact that she was holding the umbrella for Harry when it was raining in Dubbo the other day and looking at him lovingly. Mm. And Piers is suggesting that she's acting her pants off. That's not very nice, Piers.
I find that probably true.
No, it's not true.
It's rare that women show genuine affection for
no.
men in a relationship.
Harry, everyone would want to show the love to. He's been awesome. Right.
Can I clown Santo? I wanted to clown Santo for comments he made on our show earlier in the week. I don't think this actually went to air.
No.
And I was quite upset by it. We had been out camping. We were taken out onto a land owned by Raymond. And we were camping overnight. We were telling the story. And Santo had this to say.
I've never seen so many stars in my life. And it was a windy night, though. I did wake up in the middle of the night.
You're not the first person to wake up next to Mick and saying, I think it was a windy night.
Oh. How dare you?
Wow.
That made me so amused.
Pretty funny.
Look, there wasn't anything that of the sort, I will say.
Thank you very much.
Unless it was me. It wasn't me. I know that.
Right.
Hey, we'll come back with some more clowns. Yes. And tell us your clowns of the week, please.
We want to know. You can get through now.
Yes,
I think,
you
Dave,
can.
Are the lines clear?
Lines are clear.
133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, big show. Shane Warne is going to join us a little later.
Hey.
Also, Nick Cody on the show. Julia Zemiro as well. Huge.
It's all happening.
Clown of the week right now, though. 133353.
No bow tie.
If you know, what?
No bow tie. Just normal tie.
Oh, that's all I've got.
Got a normal tie? We're just talking about...
It's a black bow tie for a dinner suit. Not your Brian Bury weatherman bow tie.
But not a bow like this.
It doesn't spin, Jane.
Why not?
It's not like a clown. I'm not wearing clown shoes and a bow tie.
Why not?
And massive pants.
Can I clown you too for clown of the week, if you don't mind?
I beg your pardon?
No.
What are you talking about?
You know how you're away. Yuendamu, it was a great broadcast and sort of came to a grinding halt when you both raced to the airport bar at 10 a.m. in the morning.
10 o'clock in the morning. Let's be honest. We had a great time at Yuendamu and it was a learning experience. It had everything. Except alcohol, and rightly so.
It's a very good reason.
It's an absolute necessity.
So was that about 4 days without alcohol for both of us?
Yeah, I reckon.
It's
like a Chariots for Fire run towards the bar, though, wasn't it?
It was like...
I've never got through security so fast in my life.
Bang. I jumped a turnstile.
I actually went up. There was a big queue because people were getting coffees and toasted sandwiches, and I just barged on through. I said, listen, who's manning this bar here?
I got myself. I saved the beer fridge.
Yeah, wasn't even open.
Just jumped the counter.
Yep.
Yeah,
well, they
sure.
weren't open until 12, so we had to go round and
sort things out for
us. It's a bit of culture shock for Jane, who's never been in a public area.
Oh.
And
oh my God.
Were okay. Up. I thought you handled yourself really well.
Thank you so much.
Did a bit of a royal wave. A bit of a Meghan Markle. She looked like Meghan Markle.
I'd be happy to look like
Alice
Meghan.
Springs.
Really?
So, all right, there you are.
All right, now I'm going to clown Mick.
Why?
Because you made me do something really embarrassing. You wouldn't man up about offering something. I think we got the audio. I explained it. Have a listen.
Yeah. What did you pull out at the campsite last night?
And also,
how
I was
dare
say,
you?
Mick went and got from the supermarket.
We're having some
granny biscuits, some shortbread.
No, hold on. I dare you.
What are they called?
The shortbread. You know,
yeah,
the ones that snap in half?
Yeah.
Scotch fingers.
Scotch fingers.
But I made Jane present them to the group. Jane's brought some.
He said, hey. I really want a biscuit, but can you offer them round like they're yours, but you've got them? And I went, oh, okay. Hey, and Mick goes, hey, look, Jane's got some biscuits there. Guys, come and have one.
Sad. Anything to get it across the line. Oh, they were yummy, though, weren't
they? Worked a treat.
We did indeed.
Oh, now, we might go to some calls.
Let's take some calls. Okay. Harry, who do you want to clown?
Yeah, my partner, Christina, we were sitting down to watch a movie last night on Netflix, and it came across, it was July 22nd, and one of those things where a lot of people died. And she turned to me and she goes, July 22nd, was that 9/11?
Not quite.
I just said, you are an absolute idiot.
And you said, I'm going to get you clowned on Kennedy Malloy tomorrow.
Chris, exactly right. Yeah.
Christina, she could win the whole thing. Prize, please, for Harry. That's
$100 worth of De Bordoli wines there, the delicious rosé by De Bordoli, everything you want, and a pale, dry rosé.
Enjoy that in front of your Netflix.
Harry,
is
she aware that you're clowning her? Does she know?
No, she's not, but when she gets home, I'll play the podcast.
Good on you.
That's a nice treat.
All right.
Hello, Damien, you're up next.
No worries.
How are you? Oh, no, you're actually up next, as in now.
You're on air.
Yeah, okay, sorry, no it's Jane and Mick here.
Yeah, who do you want to clown?
Great show. Love your show. Love how much he's Kane poor old Dave. It's always good listening.
Thank you.
But, my clown, or pair of clowns, was the Pakistani team last night in the Australia-Pakistan test. Only a moron would...
This is terrible.
I've never seen this.
To the boundary.
I've never seen this before in Test cricket or in any level of cricket.
Unbelievable. Explain what happened.
Especially when you're out in the middle fist pumping.
It's been clipped through the gully area, and it looks like it's rolling down the boundary for a certain four.
Mm.
It pulls up short.
Right.
But probably from where they were standing, it looks like it stopped because it hit the rail.
Oh.
But it didn't. So they're convinced it's gone for four. So the two of them in the middle of the pitch having a chat.
Not running for
fist
it.
Fist pumping, no. Assuming. So the ball's thrown in and the keeper just goes doink. And the two of them are standing. It's extraordinary stuff.
Oops.
Those two
school kids would get in big trouble for that, wouldn't they?
Damien, duke him. Dave. No,
thanks, guys.
I want you to give him a prize.
Prize pack for you, Damien, on its way. All sorts of good stuff there for you, mate.
Thank you very much. We've got Sebastian on the line. Hello, Sebastian. Who do you want to clown?
Oh, g'day. I just want to clown ScoMo.
ScoMo? All right. Well, in particular?
Yes.
Mate, he's been such a clown. Only clown of all what he's been doing lately.
Well done, Sebastian, by the way. There's somebody who should be clown. It's probably the people who are in charge of ScoMo's website.
I didn't know this. So
okay, this is crazy. It's the scottmorrison.com.au, and you own your domain. We've been through this before. But it was up for grabs on Monday night.
Yep.
Instead of it just being re-registered to probably the Coalition or to his office, someone else bought it for $50.
So it's dangling. It's exposed.
It was snapped up by a guy, and this is what he's put on it on a loop. Let's have a listen to what you can hear if you go on the website. It's just a picture of ScoMo, and it's that song, and that's actually from a movie.
Yeah, it was not Road Trip. It was one of those kind of movies, wasn't it, back in the 90s?
It was played by...
The Notebook?
It was The Notebook. Matt Damon played, actually. It's actually singing. You can see, I've put it on my Twitter. You can see the film clip of it. But, that's what happens when you forget the small things.
Euro Trip is the movie. Done, everybody. Okay, keep them coming. Give us a call, 133353. Who do you want to clown?
Think about it.
Rack your brains.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Clown of the week. You can get involved anytime through all the socials at Kennedy Malloy, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, or give us a ring, 133353.
What about you, Dave?
What do you mean?
What about you for regaling us with hilarious stories from your time as a men's fashion salesman?
Come on, bring the clown out.
Because we were talking about Roger David going under.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you dropped dangerous, Dave. There's nothing dangerous about this guy.
It sounds like you've been indoctrinated in a weird way.
He drives a Getz and works in retail. Now... What are you...
That can be dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. This is the five steps of selling. Is that what you're talking about?
That bit.
Take us back.
I was a sales assistant for after school, so when I finished...
And what would you do? Hello, come in, sit down. Oh, that suits
you. We had the five steps of selling.
What were the five steps?
Warmly greet the customer, establish the customer's needs, select and present the benefits of the merchandise, close the sale, sell out on merchandise. Bang!
And then lie your ass off and say it looks good. Hey.
Who are you dressed by today, Dave?
Me. I've been out of fashion for a while, as you can probably tell, so I might need to go back.
It's 1972, by the way.
There's not a lot of fashion, except for the women in this building. The girls look great.
Oh, that's sexist.
All right. Take it easy.
Sorry, no, I'm just saying that it's a bit of T-shirt land.
Look at me.
Yeah, that's nice.
What a backhander.
No, it's nice.
Hey, Sean, who do you want to clown, mate?
I've got about 3 weeks worth of clowning for you, Mick.
Me?
Yeah.
Why? What have I done?
You've managed to break my daughter.
Okay, more information, please.
She just walked around the house singing, Mick Malloy, and it drives you nuts.
Oh, this is the Baby Shark version I did with my version. I think we've got it here. Is she listening?
She's not.
Mick Malloy, Mick Malloy, Mick Malloy, Dentist Jane, do 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 do. Dentist Jane, do 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 do. Dentist Jane, do 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 do. Dentist Jane, Dave drives a Getz, do 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 do.
Alright, there it is. Sean, is that it?
Oh God, you bought it, Mick.
That could be a national anthem. Australia's national anthem. Okay. There it is, well done, Sean. Troy's on the line. Troy, who would you like to clown?
Mate, I'm gonna dub in the wife, actually.
Your wife? Yeah.
My wife, yeah. We were at a Melbourne Cup function a couple of years ago and they did a little bit of a trivia and they threw a bogey question and named the track that the Melbourne Cup was run at. My wife spun around and said, I don't even know where the Melbourne Cup's run.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she deserves a clown and your speaker deserves a clown.
Melbourne.
Yeah, the Melbourne Club was pretty much run in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, yeah. I would suggest.
Thanks, Troy, for that. Let's go to Jack. G'day, Jack.
Hi.
How are you, Jack? How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, who do you want to clown, Jack?
I want to clown Banksy because... Because his shredding trick didn't work.
Oh, gee,
harsh, Jack. It was a good effort, though, wasn't it?
It was a good effort, but it didn't quite work out the way he wanted to, did it? That'll serve him right.
Well, but it still was effective. If you look in that room, that's a, I would have thought, you know, there's a bit of planning going into that. That would have shocked everyone.
I reckon it's worth more now, though, because
it is worth. I'm still not sure whether that has worked or not.
Anyway, Jack, well done, and you're right.
And thanks, everyone. I think we've got we're coming up soon. Who have we got up next?
Oh, Julia Zemiro,
brilliant
into the office.
Fantastic.
Nick Cody, then Shane Warne.
Great.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Julia Zemiro loves music. Whether it's the 8 years she spent hosting Eurovision...
Let's face it, it's the happiest night of the year.
...more than a decade of Rockwiz.
The show that is proud to remind you that Frank Zappa's Jazz from Hell had an explicit lyrics warning sticker on it in America, even though the album is entirely instrumental.
Or belting out Pat Benatar as a contestant on It Takes Two. She's a theatre sports queen.
Been in movies.
Hosted numerous shows, including The Excellent, Home Delivery.
And is fluent in French.
So, bienvenue à Julia Zemiro.
Oh, wow. Bienvenue indeed.
You know what I love? Hello, Julia. Welcome.
Hi, Julia.
What I love about our intros, there's always one bit in each one for everyone who they go, oh, no!
Put
their hands to their heads.
No,
and,
well, there was It Takes Two where I was a contestant.
Who was your pair up with?
Dave Gleason, Screaming Jets.
Oh,
rock
quiz,
rock person. But at least with All Together Now, I know I can feel the fear. I know the fear they're experiencing because I'd done it also.
All right, Julia, let's get straight into
this. Let's get into it.
Off the top.
Come on,
this is All Together Now, 7 p.m. Sundays on 7, a singing show with possibly the biggest set I've ever seen in my life.
Where do you shoot it?
Fox Studios?
If this tips over, you're going to kill the Australian entertainment industry. There's how many people? There's 100 industry experts all wearing hard hats sitting on the biggest set I've ever seen constructed indoors.
Correct. Industry experts? Not necessarily.
Okay.
What's great about it is that there are some experts and there are some amateurs, some fantastic amateurs as well, but all of them in some way are involved in music, be they singing belly dancers through to agents and managers to Ronan Keating, who's obviously an international superstar. But it was six stories high. It was at the Fox Studios.
Insane.
It's the only place that had a building tall enough. It wasn't about being big enough. It had to be tall enough.
So it's like the Brady Bunch on crack.
It's got an escalator.
Celebrity squares. It's my moment of having a little bit of a celebrity square. I loved it. And I miss Eurovision, so I enjoyed having a bit of a sort of, you know, having most of the world's LED screens.
Do you miss Eurovision? How do you watch it now? Do you have friends over or do you use it?
I have to say the last 2 years I've watched it quietly.
Have you?
Yeah, on the couch with a couple of wines.
Going, that should be me.
And it's very strange watching it not having done any of the research, because that's been quite a delightful thing to be able to sit down and go, what would happen if you heard the songs for the first time? Mm. And, you know, I think when you work on it, you get used to the songs more and you get favourites faster.
The format seems to have changed so much over the years too now. I think I like it when it was pretty simple, but now it goes for days and days, doesn't
agreed,
it?
Agreed.
And what do you feel about Australia being in it?
I'm not a fan of it. Mm. I think
I'm not a fan either.
Yeah,
I'm a purist.
Yeah, well, as a commentator, though, Sam Pang and my job changed because all of a sudden we were able to say whatever we wanted, and then all of a sudden we were in it and you have to be a lot more polite. So it's like going to someone's house and saying, oh, your food's not very nice. So
just for a bit of culture shock, we should probably put Kevin Bloody Wilson or someone.
Yes, well, really.
Cop that, you lot.
So you know next year it's audience choice.
Also, we still don't know who's picked for next year, do we?
No, they're going to do a public decision. So instead of it being internal,
you could
be
getting
through.
Mick, what about you, Jane? You've done a bit of the singing as well.
Could be Dentist Jane.
Dentist Jane. Right.
Dentist Jane.
I look in the mirror and what do I see? This is lovely.
Yes. Big smile, the Wiggles.
It was Jane in the Wiggles movie playing Dentist Jane.
May I say that that is, does not sound unlike a song maybe from Poland?
Well, all I need is a good pair of bazookas on my boobs.
And a scrubbing brush. A scrubbing board. I love that song. But all the songs are in English too now, and that's frustrating. You know, in the final, you're lucky to get five that are in language anyway.
What about the format for this? We haven't discussed the format.
Altogether
I want to know what's going on.
You're
so you've got 100 people
me.
There. Yep. I am fascinated. I don't want to get to the bottom of this. So there's 100 people. Yes. Someone comes out and sings what?
Whatever they bloody well like. But the beauty of it is no long stories, Mick. No backstory.
No backstory.
We don't
hear
journey once. They come out, they sing. If the 100 judges like it, after 30 seconds, they have to stand up, press their buzzer and join in and sing with them. Each person standing up is one vote. At the end of the night, we have one winner. They go straight to the final. Quickity chops.
Wowee, I love it.
Fast games are good games.
I do like a backstory, though. My favourite backstory is always the guy who has an incredible stutter, which evaporates amazingly after they win.
But that happens.
It's fantastic.
No.
Is you saying it's a confidence thing?
No, well, apparently sometimes singing and performing can override.
Yes.
It's like a little click that overrides a speech defect.
And there's actors who do the same.
There are actors who do the same.
Screaming mess.
We got time to quickly say also the Rockwiz Review 2018 National Tour.
Yes.
Of course, Jules, you'll be there with travelling. Well, have we got the dates there, Dave?
November 17 kicks off, ticketmaster.com.au.
Enjoy, of course.
Wollongong, Adelaide, Gold Coast, Melbourne, Canberra and Fremantle.
And this is the big one because I know this means a lot to you, but Artistic Director, congratulations,
named
for the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, which is a fantastic festival, Adelaide's own.
Footsteps you're following.
It's a bloody ripper.
Perfect. Yes. Ali McGregor, Kate Sobrano, David Campbell, and the magnificent Julia Holt, who started it and did it for 12 years. So I've pretty much met with all of them and gotten a little bit of information.
We know how huge this is for Adelaide, and everyone will be thrilled that
thank you. Come on down.
Any room for the cowbell and jazz? Because I'm playing a lot of cowbell at the
moment. It's his only instrument.
Can we find me an outfit?
Give me a call. All right. Put you in somewhere. More cowbell anytime.
The world needs more cowbell. That's
in
your
jazz and cowbell.
a bit of jazz beat cowbell.
Hey, I like it. You need a beret and an eye patch.
Hey, there you show. All together now, 7 p.m. Sundays. Thanks for coming in.
We love
seeing you. See you then.
Thanks, Julia.
Julia Zemiro.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Can't be ogling people on the TV.
Whatever are you talking about?
What's your story? I'm going, this interesting story about a marine biologist in the Antarctic, and you're losing it. What was his name?
Dr. Ari Friedlander. Hello, Dr. Ari. He cares for...
like doctors. I think that's your...
Not necessarily, but...
Doctors and drummers. Mm. I'm putting into two camps.
Oh, all right.
It's true. Have an advantage.
Doctors and drummers.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
My mind.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
My mind's just going crazy for a minute. Oh, I know. I was going to pass the tissues to you.
Right.
And I was going to say, would you like a man-sized tissue? Well, you can't get them anymore.
What?
Because it's sexist.
Oh, bull. That is bull.
It's sexist.
Hang on.
Kleenex are about to stop making man-sized tissues.
That's bull.
Why? Has there been some kind of outlaw?
Yes.
This country is so dumb sometimes.
What's going on?
It's actually started in the UK. They're whinging.
Well, it's just silly. That's a silly one.
But not really, because I still get bugged when I see a manhole. It doesn't make me... It's not cool. It's not cool.
Well, it's just tradition. Traditionally,
well, tradition
there would have been
needs to be broken.
Well,
tradition's
well,
there to be changed.
Well, I'll go get fake breasts. There you go.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Well,
what I'm just saying is it's a word for saying men need to have bigger tissues. Why? Because they've got more snot? Is that what it's for? I've never understood it.
Men's are generally bigger. Men are bigger.
Bigger hands.
If you have kid size, it describes smaller.
Yeah.
Why can't you?
They're just going to call them extra large.
Are you genuinely upset because there's a tissue that's man size?
No, I couldn't give a stuff.
That's hilarious.
I couldn't. You know what? Both of you are looking at me really.
I was just thinking about the manhole thing. So what would you just a hole? Is that
it's a hole? What are you going to call it? Why does it have to be called a manhole? It's a hole.
Yeah, but it was because originally it was a manhole, and then it's just hung about.
Well, women went down that hole too. Okay.
So
look, it goes nowhere. These conversations. It's terrible.
The Australian government, you should be like one of the suffragettes.
Yep.
Right. Why don't you start a movement to overturn why don't you picket manholes?
Mm.
And why don't you
it's
boo?
It's not so silly.
And wait for men to come out and boo them. Boo! Get back in there. It's not a manhole.
Saying a person hole.
Well, that'd fix it, wouldn't it?
There's
it
just
right?
a few little things. Look, I'm manhole. Really quite I'm happy with most things.
Got on your goat.
It just bugs me. Always
and
has.
How are you with the tissues?
The tissues, I think, man-sized tissues. Yeah, we can.
Man size, bite size, snack size.
Again,
but it's just
large size, bite size.
But men are largely bigger.
Mm.
And men are largely bigger
noses.
Okay.
But why do men have to get in on the fun?
Size. Call them fat size. Then right. You can just go anywhere.
Chumbawamba size.
Chubsters.
Fatty chubsters. Get your fatty chubster tissues.
All right, let's see what Peter has to say.
Oh, hang
Peter?
On, here we go.
What do you want to say about this?
Are they going to ban the man-sized meal that I can buy from the supermarket?
Yes, they are, Peter, because women have big appetites too.
Yeah, well, they can get
your own. They can get
your own. No prize for you, Peter.
They should get your own. But why don't you have a woman-sized meal?
God, but why do women have to have smaller meals than men?
But I'm not saying it's smaller. You're the one who jumped to that conclusion.
Why is there a difference?
I'd have a woman-sized meal and have a whole turkey. And let's say, here you go.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, Adam's on the line for you. Yes, Adam, what is it?
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah,
hey,
good.
Mick, how are you?
I'm good, mate. What
yeah,
you...
look, about the man-sized tissues, mate. I need them.
Who you need them?
Well, get two normal-sized ones.
You got a big honker?
That's what I normally do. I got to use two.
I understand the concept
of a
larger...
Why can't we have a man-sized tissue?
You can have an extra large-sized tissue and you call it extra large, not man.
Isn't it more...
Why is it just your tissues?
Well, it's not. You can have it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much.
I'll allow you to use it.
Oh, thanks, my husband.
Just
can I have some money, please?
You can have one.
To spend.
Ooh,
can I buy that dress? Ooh.
Scotty's on the line.
How did we end up there?
I don't know.
What? Gosh. Scotty.
Hello, Scotty.
What have you got?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good,
I'm all right. I'm a bit confused at the moment.
Well, you might not be the only one. I've got a late clowning for Tradie Janie.
Oh. What?
My successful business. Yes, Scotty?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, it's just a case of they're no longer called manholes.
Oh.
They're called access hatches and have been for a long time.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
that's
you've
excellent.
You've been perpetuating the...
I have not. I see manhole signs everywhere I walk around the city.
Do you?
Scotty, you must live in a very progressive... suburb.
No,
thanks, Scotty.
No, just good old Sydney.
Yeah, all good right, old Sydney. Good well, Sydney's you. Ahead of everyone else.
All right, let's take Daniel. I don't know what we've done here.
Hello, Daniel.
We've opened up a door that we can't close.
All right. Hello, Daniel.
G'day, guys. Oh, sorry. Should I say g'day, persons?
Ooh, ouch. Ooh.
I was just going to say, Jane, look, I'm not having a crack, but I just want to say if I was to get into, like, birthing as a career, would
yes.
I be a midwife or a mid-husband? Because that's a position known as a midwife, which is predominantly women.
That's true.
And,
you would
and
be.
And wife is woman.
So you should lobby to change that, Daniel.
You should.
I think I might do. We'll
mid-bloke.
Just a mid-person.
Mid-bloke.
Oh, no, just a mid-person.
Mid-person.
Mid-mate.
Human.
Daniel.
A mid-mate.
I'm not
like
fighting
a
you. I don't
everyone,
know how we got. Thank you, Daniel. You all get a prize.
We all get a prize.
That's it.
I think we've established. What did we learn here?
Nothing much, except that Kleenex have
that
decided they're getting rid of the word
I
man.
You can't get a man-sized tissue anymore.
No, you can't.
Well, what's the point?
Well, Nick Cody's next. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's a big one, even by our standards. The great Shane Warne will be coming on to discuss his latest tome, Shane Warne, no spin. It's Paige Turner.
Great reading. I can't put it down, I have to say.
And it doubles as a box, a protector. If you're playing cricket, you can put it in
and
be safe as houses. It's going to be a ripper.
We've also got the Week in Review, which we love looking back the week.
Yep, we're going to take your calls, take your tweets, but let's start at the top with our special guest and friend of the show, new father, Nick Cody. Nick, how are you? Always a pleasure for you to swing by.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, guys. I've come straight from the airport.
Where were you?
I was in Bruce Vegas last night.
Okay.
Sunny Brisbane.
Were you doing a gig?
Yes.
Out of the house?
It's a bit of that now.
What was the gig you were doing?
The gig was for a podcast called The Dollop, an American podcast. They're in town next Saturday as well.
Yeah, they're great.
It's a comedy history podcast. They're at Hamer Hall next Saturday here in Melbourne. Okay, it's bloody great. I was up there in Brizzy with them and, just loving the hotel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's my first time away.
Since you've become a father. How old? Ooh. Let's just paint the picture for anyone who's...
4 weeks old.
So 4 weeks, new father, it's game on, it's battle stations. So you've managed to sneak away to Brisbane.
Yep. Now, it is hard having a four-week-old, and it was hard leaving him at home with my beautiful wife, Lucia, but I don't think anything was as hard as pretending like I didn't have the best night ever on the phone. You can't...
Did you jump on the bed when you got in the room?
I was so excited. I didn't know what to do first. I was like, should I try and drink a beer while I sleep?
I just need to get it all. I need to be again. So you had to summon all your acting prowess when you got home. How was it?
Yeah.
It was okay.
You know the best part? I haven't been home yet. I came straight from the airport.
Jeez.
Work calls. Okay, you know what I mean? Got to come
Lucia
in.
Lucia might
talk
be
to
listening
the gang.
Now.
She's definitely listening.
She is.
I'll have him home by Tuesday, Lucia.
I'm guessing Charlie's going to be thrown into your arms when you get home and she's going out with the girls.
I'm looking forward to it. He's put on a few hundred grams in a couple of days.
Has he?
Yeah, much like me. Yeah, I was having beers on the plane, beers at the gig. It was a bloody good time.
I know a bloke who I won't name names.
Oh, here we go.
You usually do when you start a story like
who
this.
Who went away, who has had a new child and was genuinely working but probably stayed an extra day just to get some
sleepy sleep time.
I woke up today to an email from Virgin Australia saying, apologies, your 8 o'clock flight, you're now on the midday flight. Normally that would upset me greatly, but I was like, man, what am I meant to do? Just sleep in? what a bummer.
Hey,
I can't believe it.
I think you are sneaking out of the house because I know you'll be out of the house this Saturday night because you are doing a gig, which I've done and I love this gig. It's at the Keilor Hotel. You'll be down in Melbourne. It's Cam's Cause. This is about Corporal Cameron Baird.
Yep, two commander.
Two commander, posthumously won the VC. What a great bloke, what a great family. And this is an extremely good cause, and they're a great bunch, and they're so happy that you've made the trip out to Keilor. This, you are going to have a fun night, and anyone in that area who's thinking of going, go along and see Nick Cody in action.
Tickets are $50 bucks, that's a bargain, and you can book your tickets on trybooking.com.
Yes, and we've got it on, the information's on our Instagram site. Can you hang around, mate?
Most definitely.
There's more things we have to chat to you about.
All right, Nick Cody is joining us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Hi, my name is Floyd Buster.
Hi, my name is Lenny Walter.
And you're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
And you're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
they don't make as much sense as Dave. Sound a little drunk.
It's been wonderful having the boys in.
It's been great fun.
Thank God
for the AC/DC pinball machine. It's like crack to it's like a pokey.
Yeah,
they were
taking me through the rules.
Well, that's Nick Cody, by the way, joining us again. What was the rules?
I popped my head out just because, as you know, I've got a 4 week old at home, and I thought that's a lot of work. And then I see two twin boys running around. I go, no, it's pretty easy actually.
That's what you've got to look forward to.
I sent my wife a video and said, "You're so lucky. Stop complaining." And they were telling me that they had to get to a certain amount of goals.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on.
That's what they call it on the pinball.
Yeah,
you should see.
Got to get more goals.
You're having a beer too because it's a Friday.
Yep. Oh,
this is Mick Malloy's beer.
I like your choice of beer.
It's Brick Lane.
It's a Brick Lane. You've gone the pale ale. Jane's drinking straight from the bottle. I love it.
Well, I wouldn't put it in a glass.
Well, you wouldn't. It's glass to glass.
Why would you do that?
Isn't it? And Dave, what are you doing?
I'm on the pail, thanks to Brick Lane.
Wow. Well done, Brick Lane. They're going mad. We've sent a case to Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. Because he insisted. He was on our show yesterday and he goes, get it. I want to taste it. So he's in Melbourne. When he gets to his hotel room, he will get sitting there.
A slab.
Icy cold.
Mm. Yeah. Delicious.
Hey, Nick, we were talking about you've just come back from a flight.
Yes.
And we've just been on planes to ourselves. There's always something irksome that happens.
Oh, if it was just one thing, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I fly maybe 90 to 100 times a year, right, for my job. A lot of travel. And I'm at
and
the
overseas.
Point. Yeah, and overseas. And I'm at the point where I think people should have to get a license to get on a flight. You've got to set a test.
It's because of behavior.
It's not a long test. It's not a long test.
What does it involve?
It's a 5-minute test.
Okay.
First of all, should you wear shoes? I'd say yeah. I reckon yeah.
Especially if you're the pilot. You've got to, make an effort.
Got that one. Yeah, tick. Yeah.
To me, you can't bring, what's the donut? Krispy Kremes.
Mm. Right? Yes.
So you know you're going to a terrible place if people are bringing Krispy Kremes because they don't have Krispy Kremes wherever they're going. But people had Krispy Kremes on the flight today, Brisbane to Melbourne. We got Krispy Kreme here.
At the other end.
You're taking up headspace.
What, you need a traveller?
Yeah.
You need a traveller donut?
Wow.
I need a six-pack.
They're such enormous.
To be fair, though, one of the blokes that had the box of Krispy Kremes with you, I don't think they made it through the flight. I think it was his stash.
They're not going down with the plane, those ones. Can I say this? And I mean, have you had a Krispy Kreme yourself?
Yeah.
There's some secret ingredient in that thing which is
diabetes.
It's contagious.
I know. I don't know
what
it is, but you go, you get all Homer Simpson-y real quickly.
It's lard. So sugary. It's bacon fat.
Really?
I beg your pardon.
I'm pretty sure it's bacon lard.
Mm.
Secret ingredient.
Bacon.
Delicious.
The animal that just keeps on giving.
They're so good. But if you ever want to lose your teeth but you don't want them punched out, just leave a Krispy Kreme in your gob for
like
30 seconds.
Yeah. Like a mouth guard.
They're a little sweet.
Okay, so no Krispy Kremes.
Yep.
Shoes on.
Shoes. Yep. If you know, some flights, there's approximately 30 rows. If you row 15 and beyond, you've got a board at the back, right? Which I understand. If you have crutches or a wheelchair, you need that, fine. But today, I was towards the back. There was a guy that got on. I hear him at the back door and he said, "I'm in 1A." And they're like, "What?" And he said, "I'm in business class." And he got on at the back. I don't know what business that man does, but do not.
He can't add up.
That's right. Yeah. He can't read signs.
It can't be that successful. No. It can't be. It's not a Fortune 500 business. I'm going to suggest to you, if he's coming in the rear door.
Can I add another one I've noticed that people do? People who are in business class, sometimes they can't, there's not enough room up above theirs, so they go down to economy class and they shove other people's stuff out the way. Yes,
what?
I've seen it happen a lot. Wow.
That's brazen.
That is brazen.
From business?
I'm not in business.
You are.
I'm not all the time. Sometimes I get a little upgrade.
The favourite thing I've ever done to a friend on a flight, we were going to LA last year, I upgraded on points. He didn't want to upgrade, so he was down the back. It was 10 in the morning on takeoff. Out of Sydney, two of the flight attendants knew who I was from stand-up stuff. I told them I had a friend down the back. They gave me pajamas to take to him. I put pajamas on. I grabbed two glasses of champagne. I opened the curtain. It's now 10:30 in the morning. And I just yelled out, "Yuck, there's so many people back here. Why is it so crammed back here?" And walked out and gave my friend the pajamas. I've never felt hate. So it was great.
His choice.
I did that to Eddie McGuire on a flight.
Oh,
He'd done a scam. We were all in business class, but he'd done a scam where he was going to get around the world, that oversubscribed business. He said, "I'll take an economy, but you know, you got to compensate me down the track with another ticket." So he was sitting in economy, I was sitting in business, and there was like about 200 school kids on the flight.
It was chockers.
I just took off over the doors going, "Hey everyone, it's Eddie McGuire. He loves selfies." and then shut the curtain again. "Hey Nick, thanks for coming in and joining us, mate. You're a superstar and well done. Good luck at Cam's Cause, Kilo Hotel. It's going to be great, as always. Good luck at home. You better go straight home."
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, straight home.
Try booking.com for those tickets tomorrow night. Nick Cody joining us.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, I say this every week. What a great week. What a big week.
It has been.
But this one has been particularly large.
Well, seeing as we spent it in the top end of Australia, basically, you know.
It feels like a lifetime ago.
It does.
We left on Sunday. Here we are now. We've had some great stuff from up there. Great to be home. Here's a few highlights of our last week.
A week of eye-opening experiences and learnings on Kennedy Malloy. We started it in Yoondamoo, a remote Indigenous community in Central Australia, where we learnt all about skin names with Santo Chilaro, or as we now call him...
Jagamara.
Jagamara Chilaro.
That's my skin name.
Can I
ask for a skin name? Do you have to be given a skin
name?
No,
you'd be patient and you get given.
And
patient,
Mick.
So what would you use it? You can use it. What would you like as a skin name?
Honey Badger.
We learned that in some ways, it's a whole different world up there.
I saw a cooking show, How to Cook Kangaroos, Malu. Step one, these are the bullets you need.
And the cooking part of that recipe? Well, leave it to the youngsters.
The kids up here can basically start and manage a fire by the age of two.
Oh, that's impressive.
That is impressive. Now, my kids could start them at two. Yeah.
Speaking of the beautiful kids, Dan Sultan learnt that they remember him from his movie days.
They've let me know how much weight I've put on since Brand New Day, which is very nice of them. You were skinny, weren't you? I was, and I was also 25.
And we learnt about the pushy wild horses in the community.
They come in, if there's no water around, they'll kick down a tap in the community.
Just to get the water away.
So is it like standover tactics?
Standover horses, are they?
So they kick down your tap and they go, we'll be back Tuesday, have some water.
If you know what's good for you. And we've left this human head in your bed.
We learnt from Limo that spring cleaning is a time of tension in most households.
All my stubby holders thrown out. And I said, well, why did that happen? She said they take up too much room and they're ugly. They're gone.
Oh, what the hell?
She's got 10 casserole dishes that are all apparently required items. Here's a stat for you, Jane. I drink beer 5 nights a week. She hasn't cooked a casserole in 4 years.
I must say, I once got a slow cooker and there was a bet in the house and they go, oh, that's never going to be used. Went in a cupboard. A year later, I went to use it and I opened it and Rob had written a note and dated it. And it was a year ago.
I love it.
And we learned that Adam Rosenbarks will let nothing get in the way of his quest for a royal selfie.
Everyone was just making a rush for the fence. So too bad if you're 400 years old and you're at the front. Like I was standing on...
Are you trampling on old people?
I was standing on rugs, children, food, everything. Scones were going left, right and centre.
Speaking of the royals, we learnt Iron Maiden's Bruce Dickinson does a pretty good Prince Charles.
I said to Prince Charles, I said, do your kids, do they like climbing trees? He goes, oh, God, yes, they're always climbing trees. Terrible things, because they're just like wombats.
And finally, we learnt about a fashion label scarf that unfortunately looks remarkably like a woman's downstairs area.
Oh, jeez.
They've designed a fur trim shawl.
From the look of it, I'd say it's from the early 80s.
it is because of the fur line.
Probably needs some waxing. Look at that.
That scarf has had at least 20 children.
Time to go Caesarean, Fendi.
That was our week in review. Up next, guys, Shane Warne.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Joining us right now, the great Shane Warne.
Hey, Shane Warne, the great man. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks, Vic. G'day, Jane. How are we, guys?
Hey, Warney, first of all, really hot cover.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice photo.
I appreciate that.
Yes, and it's the only book I know that doesn't need a sealed section because it's one big sealed section from the front cover to the back. Can I tell you, a lot of people, you know, when a new Harry Potter book comes out and the kids camp out overnight, I have been waiting for this one for so long. This is what I call a page turner, Jane Kennedy. And I love it. We had Bruce Dickinson on yesterday, Warnie, and we said, this is the lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, I've read your book and I've read Shane Warne's. He's led a better life than you. You need to get out, mate. You need to get out and do some stuff because Shane Warne has you covered. Mate, congratulations. Yeah. Talk us through the process.
Yeah, no, thanks, Mick. It was it's taken about a year to do.
Yep.
And I talked to Mark Nicholas for about 50 hours.
Yes.
And which was quite boring talking.
I was going to say it'd seem a lot longer, wouldn't it?
It seems like about 150 hours. We did that. It was then sent to a guy called Richard Isaacs who typed it up word for word.
Yeah.
Sent back to Mark who then put my words into a chapter form, sent to me. I crossed out a paragraph, a sentence, a word.
Yep.
And put in my own words again, change those, and then it would send back to the publishers for punctuation and grammar.
Yes.
And then it would come back to me and I'd say, tick. Right, that's chapter one. We did 24 of them.
Morty, the title's perfect. No spin.
No, thank you. We had a few different ones, but I can't take credit for that because the boss of the publishing company I did it with, Ali, she came up with it. And as soon as she said it, I went, that's the name.
That's it.
That's
bang.
Fantastic. Yeah. I like it.
Normally when I get a book, I try and go straight to the juicy bit. Now, this is one big juicy bit. Obviously, fans of the tabloids will love the story about the infamous threesome up there in England. Can I tell you a story?
He's not messing around, Warnie. Yeah, sorry, he's straight into
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
But Shane, you've told
us. You look good in some Playboy jocks too, Mick.
Well, you know what I love about this story? I know that is absolutely truthful and word perfect because you told me the exact same story. I'd only just met Shane and I didn't know him very well. We were playing a round of golf together.
Yeah.
And I just... It took me till about hole 15. I went, I've got to ask. I just have to know. And I said, mate, I understand you being the disappointment of being set up with people you consider to be friends. I understand you being disappointed with the tabloids. But I said, but you know what? Only Shane Warne brought the Playboy jocks to the table. They could never have anticipated that you would trump them. For what, however far they went, you went, yeah, get a look at these. Bang, waiter, check, please.
Well, I hope when people read the actual story of how I got to be wearing them, they'll give themselves a bit of humour and a bit of a laugh.
What I'm picking up too, Warnie, reading in my Twitter land and Instagram land, is by very high-profile people and very complimentary and pretty much saying it's one of the best autobiographies they've read. Peter Ford, Entertainment Reporter, yep, today said it. God, it's refreshing to read something as frank and funny and real and enlightening as your book.
Yeah, no, thanks, Jane. It was something that I don't think there's been too many people, especially sports, and have had 12 or 13 unauthorised books about their life.
Is that it? God.
Stage, play, musical.
Oh, yes.
That's right. I've seen them all.
Get that one as well.
Yeah.
So, it was about time that I thought, you know what, there's a lot happened in my life and I didn't want to sort of ostracise cricket lovers, so I didn't want to just do all cricket. I didn't want to make sure the people that were, whether they like me or not, I didn't want to sort of leave those people out, the gossip people, the entertainment and all that stuff too. So I've tried to cover everything in the book. And also I wanted people to try to get to understand me a lot more rather than just the headlines. And I think, I want them to know what I stand for, what sort of father I am. And yes, I've done some silly things over my life. I'll probably make a few silly mistakes as well.
Welcome to my world.
You do stand out, though, as a ripping dad, and you have worked on that really hard.
And very, a great contributor to society. I was privileged to be part of your foundation. And I know that ended terribly, and you touch on that, but I would do it again tomorrow if the opportunity presented itself.
As I would, and I'm close to it because Rob was involved with you, Shane, and he said it was a great time of his life and he understands how hard and diligently and true you were to that foundation as well. So there'll be something else like that coming up and we'd love to support that.
No, thank you so much, Mick. Thank you, Jane, for all your help. It was something very special and something we're very, very proud of. It was disappointing when people try to question that we were taking money from it or putting on parties for my friends and all that sort of stuff.
It
was really hurtful.
A shameful episode it was.
We actually saved lives.
Without doubt.
It was great to be able to make a difference.
Hey, obviously, I've taken a leaf out of Eddie McGuire's book, and whenever I get an autobiography now, I flip straight to the bibliography to see if I get a mention. And I get two mentions, Warnie. I'm in here twice. I'm in Shane Warne's book. I might sell my story now.
Oh, my God.
Mick, you could have easily got a few more, too.
There's only so much you could kiss and tell, hey?
Can I just say this, Shane? Congratulations, but don't go anywhere because there's going to be a couple of addendums to this because this great story is not over yet. Oh. I'm sure there's going to be a couple more cracking chapters to come. And look, guys, if you're a sports fan and you love a great Aussie icon and a bloke, you'll get this book. Girls.
100% girls. I was going to say.
If you like 50 Shades of Grey, then put this next to it.
Look, I'm really keen for girls to read this so that they know you like I know you. I don't want people to judge you in any other way that I know you as just a ripping guy. So good luck with it all.
Warnie.
Thank you.
All the best, mate.
Thank you so much, Mick, and thank you, Jane. I really appreciate the support.
See
you,
mate.
I'm glad you like the book.
We do.
Catch you soon.
Good on you, guys.
Your new way to drive home.
All thanks to barbecues galore. Some things are better low and slow.
They'll be getting a good run this weekend, the barbecues from Barbecues Galore.
Well, I've had a look around.
All around the great nation.
The weather's going to be great.
Lighting up. Right. Going boom. People will be cooking low and slow.
Harry and Megan will be cooking
before
they leave.
They need that. Do you know what, though?
What?
You know how they've got a masterclass? So you can be a master barbecuer and you have to do the masterclass at Barbecues Galore. I've heard there was an incident, a sommelier-style incident, where there may have been
Don't tell me someone told a secret rub recipe.
Someone let it out. So
no,
everyone has to go back and do their masterclass again. No. I would love to go back and do my masterclass again.
I've said you'd be good at rubbing in shoulder of lamb.
I'm like a Yoda. I'm a barbecue Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
Yoda, yes.
People come to me for barbecuing and whispering. Ask me a question. Anything to do with barbecues.
Okay. How many minutes from the steak being on should you flip it?
It's a toughie. And well, how do you like it, Jane?
Medium rare.
Oh, well, I don't cook medium rare. I like them blue.
Of course you do. So typical.
Well, you know, I mean, I like it blue.
Well,
baby.
I like mine slow.
Yes.
And low. Is that it?
We're still talking about barbecues, right?
Yes we
all
are.
All right. Hey, well done, barbecues.
Girl. Yeah,
keep
love
it coming.
Them.
Have a good weekend and you get bet. Out and cook some meat, idiots.
Barbecue Galore. It's the home of low and slow barbecues.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for another week, Kennedy Malloy.
I'll miss seeing everyone.
Do you want to just come in tomorrow and pretend to do a show?
Maybe we can. Do you want to get a swag out?
I found it hard sleeping in a bed again. Oh, you know what I
didn't.
Because I'm such a bushy.
Yeah, you seem to be such a
bushy. And the way I took to it. But now I feel like I just unroll the swag at the
You're
end of the
day. You're a man of the land, aren't you?
I lie there. I live off berries.
Yeah,
I've been wearing a loincloth all week.
Yeah, that bit I wasn't so mad on. It was a bit flimsy.
What are you going to play for the weekend? Highlight. Give me one.
The Radio Awards I'm going to tomorrow night. Yes.
Oh, you're presenting.
So are you. Oh, don't forget. Don't say your 50-50 chance or I'll kill you.
I'm a genuine 50-50
You are not. We're both going tomorrow. It's in Melbourne.
I'm going to get drunk and do an Ed Devereux. I'm going to get drunk and I'm going to haul off and insult all our bosses. And make a real.
Can you please cause a scene?
Myself.
You never do anything for me.
All right, done. I'm going to tip furniture over.
Okay,
all right. Well, that's tomorrow. Good luck for that. Hey, big week next week on Kennedy Malloy. Lauren Jackson's on, Lee Sales, Andy Lee, Steve Waugh is going to be on the show as well.
Wow.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll do it again Monday. Grab the podcast.
Bye, Australia.
KennedyMalloy.com.au.
Now that your Kennedy Malloy catch up is done, time to hit up the low and slow zone at barbecuesgalore.com.au for videos, tips and recipes to make your ribs, brisket or lamb delicious.